Blog Talk Radio.
Nominated for Magazine of the Year at the Southern Entertainment Awards, as well as the Tone Independent Music Awards right here in Chuck, as well as you should be nominating it for the, what is it, Southern, the one in Myrtle Beach, I think it's South Carolina Underground Music Awards, which you also hold the title for the last 2 years, and what else are you nominated for? We're nominated for Internet Hot for Geechee One Magazine, and the Geechee One Awards is nominated for the Indie Event of the Year at the Southern Entertainment Awards. And this is the first time we've been nominated for 3 awards, so somebody is checking. But anyway, I do got my co-host, Mr. Nino Brown, as well as the Dog Man, right here at Geechee One Radio. What's up?
And that was good, was good, was good. I know I've been a minute since I've been up here, man. Been MIA for a minute. What's going on, dog man? Miss Rivers, was good with y'all.
Hey, what's up, people? How y'all doing?
All
right. Wow, everybody's just so quiet. But okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, what up, everybody? How are you doing?
Wow, okay. Anyway, got some hot new music. We got some interviews tonight. Everybody, you know, tuned in your cars, in your house, wherever you are. Make sure you're safe. I don't know. I'm hearing the storm is not going to hit. I'm hearing all kind of different stuff, so God knows what will happen. But we still got a lot going on. Did any of y'all watch the BET Awards?
Nah, I ain't even get to watch it, man. Like, I'm so behind on what's going on, man, as far as the BET Awards, man. Like, can somebody enlighten me what happened, what went down?
Isaac, did you watch the BET Awards?
No, I didn't watch it.
All right, so got three media heads on this show, and none of us watched it. So, let's just jump on. Did y'all watch Empire tonight? Did you watch that?
Yeah, you know I watched Empire.
I ain't even looking at Empire.
I watched Empire tonight, and I had to watch the show. Yeah, it was another good episode. I couldn't watch the first 15 minutes, so I'm a little upset about that. I had some business.
Is your boy getting head from some girl and Anika walking in? I mean, that's the first 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, so that's why I seen Anika getting some head from old boy. Oh, okay. You know, and Lucius walk in. Okay, that's crazy.
He walked in, she's sitting there having a nice, good conversation with this man, and, you know, some new woman just comes up from underneath the table and left her earring and on the book, and, you know, he just got some head. So that was the beginning of the show.
Good old Nick.
Yo, it's crazy how people are so excited about this little tropical storm we got coming here, you know. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I was here for Hugo, and I mean, I remember Hugo. I was like 8, 9 years old, and I mean, but by the time Hugo got here, we everyone knew it was a Category 5. I mean, everybody knew that it was going to be hell. They're projecting this hurricane to be a Category 2. And it's already turning, it's picking up speed, it's dissipating, it's picking up speed. So it's, I mean, for me personally, I think it was a economic boost for Governor, whatever her name is, Haley or whatever her name is. And she did a great job by boosting our economy, padding her stats before the end of the year, the end of the fiscal year. Because she got all these people leaving, and she tell everybody to leave, and the shit ain't even hitting no time soon, and it's going to be a rainstorm. It was worse
so basically, they was calling what state of emergency, right? Because I mean, I'm up here, so like I'm just hearing a little bit by little bit state of emergency, and you know what I'm saying, everybody evacuate inland and all that good stuff. So basically, it's not going to really hit that hard. Basically,
I mean, I don't know. They're saying that when it hits here, it's supposed to hit here on Saturday, and it's supposed to be a Category 2. So
right.
I mean, like evacuation is. To me, it's not necessary because, like I said, I went through Hugo, and Hugo was the worst that ever hit our area. And if this is a Category 2, that's nothing compared to what Hugo was. So, you know, all this evacuation, and I mean, everybody, like Costco sold out, and, you know, you got Sam's Club sold out, and, you know, buy all the gas at every gas station. And, you know, they got all the roads in reversal. For everybody to leave, like they want everybody to go inland. I mean, understandable. I think it's mainly because, you know, we're below sea level and we're going to get a lot of flooding and a lot of rain, so they're asking the coastal areas to leave. But as far as being a disaster and the way people are thinking of Hugo and the destruction it's going to cause, no, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be wet, but it's not going to be
okay.
Yeah, man.
Well, we shall see, because they make it seem like the hurricane is going to hit Florida maybe, then turn around and come back and hit something else. So, and then they got two more thunderstorms, I guess, coming up and picking up speed behind Matthew. I don't know. But we do have a couple of entertainers supposed to be blessing us tonight. I'm thinking this is one of them. Let me see. Last four. 8415, you're on the air. Who's this? this is Jenny 20, the real pole vixen.
Miss Jenny, the pole vixen. Glad to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
All right. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked to you?
Oh, working, training, more working than training, though, on the pole.
Well, I heard you got the, you're one of the contestants for the pole. Is it a pole competition, pole vault?
Yeah, that's what we're calling it, a pole sign. And I am. I'm leaving out tomorrow. I'm going to go down there, fill out for a few days, and I'm going to go to Onyx Philly on Saturday and see what I can cook up on the stage.
All right, so tell us about the competition. Is it like whoever can stay on the pole the longest or who does the most tricks? Or tell us about it.
I'll be honest, I've never been to one, but I've talked to people who have been in it, and of course I study it on YouTube, and it doesn't seem to really be about how many tricks you can do, rather, but maybe it's more theatrical. But the thing is, I'm going to do pole, if that's any consolation.
So basically, you're saying it's just basically like, you know, a bunch of tricks and whatnot, like a bunch of showmanship. It's not like really pole tricks. It's just more so like whatever showmanship and whoever's supporting who or whatnot. It's more of a, you know.
Yeah, from what I can see, like I said, I'm on the outside looking in because I've never officially been to one. But from what I can see, that's what it looks like. And the only reason why I'm saying that, I'm not hating on nobody. I want to see us all win, but just judging by the amount of money I can see on some stages, you know, for girls who are really working the pole, you know, they weren't really getting, in my opinion, the type of tips that you would get if you knew anything about pole. And so you have some people that weren't really doing much. However, they might have had on a different costume, or they might have had some fire, or they're real popular and, you know, they had the most success.
Okay, Ms. Jenny, I see that you're an instructor. So a lot of people who take your class, are they taking your class for, like, are they trying to learn how to pole dance, or is it more of a fitness, more trying to learn how to pole to be, you know, work out and get in shape?
Well, I have both. I will say that the people who I've taught that come for a pole seem to be, like, for fitness, they're a little bit more committed. And then people who come to me just to learn it, you know, like as far as not so much as the fitness aspect, but it's for entertainment, they can't seem to find the time to really commit to it. But I'm, you know, I teach both and I use it for both.
Were you taught?
No, I'm self-taught. Like, I go to instructors every now and then, but I just went to a class with someone I used to work with, and then I just never stopped from that point. I bought my own pole, and I just started playing on it. And then once I seen, like, how popular it was, and it wasn't really just about, you know, being in a strip club, you know, I would go sometimes and travel and get lessons, but for the most part, I just did it right there in my living room, and I just work on it. And that's how I developed my own style.
Well, not to jump off the pole thing, you also model. I see you're also one of the official models for Effin' Vodka. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell us how you got into that position.
Well, I'm have somebody that sees the potential in me. My homie Travis, if y'all don't know him, Pharaoh Nino Brown, that's his name on all social media. But pretty much me and him been kind of chopping it up, doing business for a little while, and he has a special interest in the Effin' Vodka team. So he, you know, told me he thought it'd be a good idea for me to do the shoot. And once I done it, you know, they've been seeing it, they've been reposting it, and they appreciated the photo shoot with the bottle.
So that's kind of how I came up on that venture.
Shout out to Fivaca, by the way, though. Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to Mob, yep.
All that, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to see people, you know, actually, you know, try to make an effort, you know what I'm saying, like, to actually do something different, you know. Being that you're from Greenville and you coming into a wholly, totally different market like Philly, you know what I'm saying, do you feel any, like, anxiety? Do you feel, you know, nervous or anything going into that market, so to speak? Or are you kind of ready, like, ready to take on the world type, whatever type of deal?
I think it's all of that. It's like, I mean, naturally, when you're going into a new area, people don't know you. They may not know how to take you. And then since it is somewhat of a who you know thing, you know, it's a little bit scary. But at the same time, I am in that I'm ready to take over mode, because this is an event that I have purposely been dodging for years, just because I felt it wasn't directly about pole and that's what I'm good at. However, I'm coming this time. I'm coming, and I'm bringing it, and that's that. But naturally, yeah, I have all of those feelings. I'm excited, nervous, you know, all of that.
Are you getting the support from the home team, like from, you know, saying from, you know, from people out where you from, and, you know, just South Carolina as a whole, or is it more so like mixed, you know, feelings, or so to speak, or whatnot?
Yeah, you know, anybody, like, as far as home, like, the people who have seen me, like, just entertaining as far as that side of pole, they are all for it. They like, you know, it's a lot of competition, but you're great. I think you should go, make your mark, get that experience. It's a great look. And, you know, then I have my real pole friends that are like, I don't really see how you fit in with this event, but go on down there anyway and show yourself. And so, you know, that's what it is. I partially agree, but like I said, since I am dedicated to pole and it's a pole-a-thon, I just want to go and show what I can do, you know? So, yeah, I'm getting an extreme amount of support, and I appreciate it. Everybody who believes in me and is pushing me to do this, like, I really appreciate it. Just wish y'all all could be there.
So, what's your workout regimen? I mean, like, some of the things you do on the pole is pretty – you know, you gotta be in pretty good shape to do. And also, do you
honestly
work out? Like, are you strict?
I don't work out at a gym anymore. I was, but people don't understand fitness until they do it. There's a such thing as pole strong. There's a such thing as gym strong. I'm not really gym strong, just to be completely honest with you. I look like a wimp in the gym, but pole strong, you know, body weight and all of that, I'll pull you under the table. So, as far as workout regimen, but don't ask me no weight. But as far as a workout regimen, like, I just cut on my Bankroll Fresh. Shout out to Street Money Worldwide. I love them. Cut that on. I start, you know, doing my warm up. Next thing you know, I'm in it. Like, I go till I can't go anymore.
You have a lovely family.
Thank you.
Check out your Facebook page.
I do have a question.
Yes.
From, I guess, an online person. They're saying, in the photo, is that oil or body oil, or what do you have on that has your skin on?
Yeah, it's oil. I'm just now starting to get into the photo shoot, so I really had no idea that that's what people use to get that look. I'm more of a video shoot person because I'm always on the pole, I'm always moving around, but it is body oil, but the effects of it, as you can see, they're really great. It makes your body look totally different. I can't wear it when you see me live because, of course, you know, I can't stick to the pole, but it was great for the shoot, though.
And I got one last question about the pole-a-thon. Now, how do they judge you? Is it judged? I know you said you didn't know 100% about it, but I'm thinking you should know at least how to win. Or is it who makes the most money? Or How do they judge you? Who judges you? Is it judges or is it the stripper? Not the stripper. Is it the tippers or who judges? I mean, who's the judge and how do they judge?
You know, as far as I know, there's not an official team that's judging you, and that's kind of another thing, but that's a whole other story. Honestly, just honestly, it is about how much money you make. But for the competitor, if you know that you went on the stage and you went hard and you gave your all and you effed up that pole, then you're a winner.
Okay, so I'm just saying for example, everybody in that club that night is, they only bring $20. So you have a lot of you know, so whoever has the most money around them, or I don't know,
I want to be as positive as I can, but as honest as I can. Just looking at the poll-a-thon and knowing that some of the statuses that the competitors carry is not really about their core, and I can say that because I'm a pole athlete. I know what a core looks like. Just judging from what I can see is not really about the athletics. It's seriously about the amount of money. Now, like I said, God forbid everybody only bring $20. I mean, you know, but it still feels like it's more of a who got the sack, you know, versus who really performed and entertained. And that's okay.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up this interview. Any last things you'd like to say? Hold on real quick. Isaac, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No. You know, I was real interested in what you had going on. And, I got a clear view of what's going on. I was just, you know, that I'm pretty sure it's some good money in that pool thing, because you're more like a gym instructor. I know a couple of females myself who is into that pool instructing, but it's not. I mean, it has nothing to do with this. You know, like you say, the strip aspect of it. Like they don't even go that route. They don't even go that route with it, and they got good clientele.
Right.
It's definitely a
they
good,
do.
You know. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing.
It is. You have your Nakota poles, you have your Ogakotas. Like, a lot of people did not take the route that I took, but me being in South Carolina and unfortunately it not being that popular here, it was dancing was the first thing that I could do to really get myself out there as far as being that pole vixen. And, I mean, so far it's worked for me.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Effin' Vodka, Onyx Philly. I will see you guys in a few days, and thank you guys for doing the interview.
Thank you so much. We're going to jump into a song real quick, and then we'll come back, and we have Miss Desire right here at Geechee One Radio. Let's go.
Powered by Street Drummers.
Every time I show up, when I show up, it's like clockwork. Watch me do it, how I do it, it's like clockwork. Keep a hater on me, it's like clockwork. Keep it cute, I'm the truth, it's like clockwork. About me, strategize, it's Blue's Clues. Why you mad? But y'all knew that I'm juicing on them. Lemonade, that sour taste, leave a bitter taste for them. Now boss up, that's clockwork, make you go berserk. When I show up, they be checking for me, get a mean walk, make their head hurt. I be going in like I'm head first, put my bread first like a boss do. Got on boss shades with the boss crew, calling all shots, making boss moves. Put my tools up, then I dip off, cool chick, but I'm hot sauce. Top dollar, no knockoffs, run a shotgun with the top off. I'm the top dog and a role model, keep them guessing, leave them startled. Body looks time like a Coke bottle, total package, full throttle. Every time I show up, when I show out, it's like clockwork. Watch me do it, how I do it. and blame my father. Chanel 4, real velvet, you ain't know. I'm far from basic, never average, close to perfect. Bags authentic, shoes the latest. My clockwork be on point, on time, the whole nine. Keep me a brand new fan base, boys wait for me, lunch line. Meanwhile, I'm yelling crunch time. I ain't care less if a hater salty. Attitude rude, call me bossy. So ice cold, call me frosty. Self-centered, some call it cocky. Clockwork, some call it salty. Silk nails with a little cut. Beat by the God, call it Rocky. Gotta keep my gut up, I can't get these chickens off me. Baby, all up on me, snapping pics like paparazzi. Every time I show up, when I show out, it's like clockwork. Watch me do it, how I do it, it's like clockwork. Keep a hater on me, it's like clockwork. Keep it cute, I'm the truth, it's like clockwork. It's like clockwork, it's like clockwork. It's like clockwork, it's like clockwork. Every time I show up, it's like clockwork. Watch me do it, cause it's level to the clockwork. Every time I show up, every time I show up, clockwork.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Trail Nino Brown. That was Clockwork by Teen Sensation by Ice. Happy birthday to Ice. 16th birthday, man. Do your thing, man. Celebrate, turn up, and all that good stuff, man. But anyway, we about to jump into this interview with Miss Desire. Miss Dot Desire, you on the phone?
Yes, I am. How are you?
What's good, Miss DMV? Miss DMV, say what's good to the Geechee world and all that good stuff, man.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Oh, they got quiet. But anyway, man.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm here. How you guys doing? And the dog man is here.
Okay. So, tell the people a little bit about yourself and where you from, what you got going on, you know what I'm saying, and let people know how you got into the Polathon and whatnot, you know?
Okay, cool. I'm out of the DMV area. My name is Desire Entertainment. I'm a dancer out of the DMV area. I do a lot of traveling. I do South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas. I've danced in, like, Jamaica, Mexico, so on and so forth. I've connected with the guy from the Baddest Strippers, Mello, and he hit me up like, hey, you know, we're doing the Polathon this year. Of course, I never competed in a Polathon competition because, you know, I'm not really a pole performer. I'm more one of those people that come out of cake, come on a motorcycle, you know, I came out on a horse, that kind of thing. That's more my performance level. So when he said, you know, jump in the Polathon, I'm like, you know, I don't really know about it. He's like, I'm telling you, your performance will kill. So the owner hit me up a few days ago, and I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to try this Polathon thing. So that's really how it came about. It's not, I'm not really going, you know, necessarily for the competition. I'm more going for the performance just to show people that I'm creative and I can do different things. So that's pretty much how I got to going to the Polathon.
So basically, you more of a showman. Like, you have more of a showmanship, like, you know, creative, like, innovative ways, like fire tricks and mm-hmm. you know, balloons and all that good stuff or whatever, so to speak,
yeah.
And whatnot. Okay. How long you been in the entertainment game, so to speak?
I've been dancing for about 4 years.
Okay. Do you have any, like, other business endeavors that you got going on? Like, you know, far as, like, do you have your own, like, company, so to speak?
Yeah, I have an entertainment company that I've been dealing with for a few years now where I manage different dancers. I have a bus where I take dancers from city to city, state to state, and we do this thing that I call strip club tours. And I also design dance clothes. I have a clothesline called Desire Fashions, LLC. I have, like, a website on my Instagram and different things like that you can check out. So I did make a couple good businesses out of this dancing game.
So, Isaac, you want to jump in? You want to chime in on there? You got anything you want to ask Ms. Desire?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook. What's your Facebook name?
I have an Instagram. It's at DesireENT.
So I'm on Facebook. You don't have a Facebook page?
No. No Facebook page.
Okay. All right. So your entertainment is strictly like more of a a booking based type thing? You don't advertise nothing.
No, I don't really advertise a lot of my performing. A lot of it is booking based. A lot of the times it's situations where I'll be coming to that city doing a tour, you know, with my business, and they'll see me perform, and they're like, hey, you know, we like your performance. We'd like to book you here. We'd like to, you know, it's more of like an in-person thing with me. My Instagram is for so much of my different businesses. I don't really just promote dancing. You know, I promote my dancing, I promote my clothes, I promote my tours, I promote my events where, you know, I used to do in strip clubs where I bought like Cherokee, the porn star, or the body, the porn star. So my Instagram is a little mixed. It's a little mix of everything. It's a little mix of desire, entertainment within itself, not just the dancing part of it.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh. And how old are you, if you mind me asking?
I'm 23.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Like, were you a high school cheerleader? Like, what?
I did, like, ballet, jazz, tap. I did acting.
So you always like to perform, like, you always within the arts, so that's why you took the direction you're taking now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I took that direction initially. Like I said, it was, of course, the money aspect of it. You know, once I found out I can use my passion, which was dancing, and make good money, you know, it kind of pointed me in that direction. Then once I got in the game and realized I can open up doors for other dancers, teach them different things, like perform. I even do classes. Like, I do classes for women where they come, and I teach them, like, different tricks and everything. And it's crazy because I really don't do the pole at all, but my performance is so amazing that people don't even realize that, you know. So I kind of took that whole performing thing that I had going on and, you know, made some good money with it, making good money still, so.
So it seems like you live a pretty busy, on the go type life. Is that true? Like, so every day is something, you know, is a new hustle, seems like.
Yeah, it's like every day it's a new hustle, or it's a new city or state. I just did Chicago, you know, that was wonderful. Now I'm in Philly, then I'm back to South Carolina, then after that I'm in Orlando, then after that I'm in New Orleans, then I'm back in North Carolina, then I'm in Texas. I mean, it's just like nonstop performing, and everywhere I go, you know, I leave my mark with my performance everywhere I go. I also bring my clothes with me, so I'm selling my outfits and things to the dancers. I do this thing here now where I do design these light-up brassieres. Like, the bra actually has this light, and I'm going to wear it at the Polathon, and it actually has, like, a light, like an LED light going through the bra. So, you know, I'm kind of creative when it comes to stuff like that. My performance for the Polathon is going to be sick, I'm trying to tell you. I hope you guys have somebody there with some footage, some cameras or something, because it's going to be crazy on the 8th. It's definitely going to
happen. Right.
Okay. So let me ask you this. With the Polathon, like, are you nervous about it? Are you, like, you going in, like, with, you know, both guns, you know, blazing, like, you about to take on the world? I mean, like, how are you feeling, like, right about now?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not really nervous. I'm not really nervous when it comes to anything like that. I'm kind of a little bit thrown off because I wanted to do my motorcycle performance, but of course with the club being so packed at night, it's not something I can do. But I came up with something else that's going to be absolutely amazing. So the performance aspect of it, I'm not worried about it because I'm a crowd pleaser. Now winning, that's not something I intend to do because I'm not a pole, you know, I don't do the pole. And I see these girls, Queen, and I see these girls, Philly Backshot, and they're absolutely amazing. When I tell you their pole skills are, like, serious, I mean, like, serious. Like, I don't even, you know, it's no comparison to it. So I don't think I'm going to win, but I'm going for the competition. I'm going for the fun. I'm going just to show Philly what I got. You know, it's more of a it's just like a, how can I explain, it's not really like a competition for me. You know, they put me on a flyer versus another girl and everything, but it's really different for me. It's more like just a performance thing. You know, I'm going to go through, showcase my skills. As long as that bag is made, then I'm pretty happy, you know. I'm pretty happy as long as that bag is made. So I'm going with my guns blazing high, but I don't plan on taking anybody's title or anything. I think Queen is going to reign as the queen because she is a beast on that pole. So.
Okay.
She's a beast.
So
I love those pole dances. Look, I'm so excited. I'm like, I can't wait to go. I want to see the girl with the snake. You know, I love this business. You know, it's not even just about me entertaining. It's about learning from the other women. It's about, you know, teaching the other women. We can teach each other so much. You know, I just, I can't wait for the pole-a-thon. It's going to be a great, great experience.
Well, we're about to go ahead and wrap this up, Mama, man. We appreciate you coming through, man. Is there anybody you want to shout out while you're up here before we, you know, wrap it up real quick?
Not really nobody I want to shout out right now. I just want to definitely, you know, thank you guys for having me on the radio show. Thanks for, you know, reaching out. And I definitely want to shout out, I guess, Club Onyx Philly for Saturday, October 8th. You know, make sure you're in the building. That's pretty much
Already, man. Good luck to you, Mama. And we, you know, saying, you know, I'm gonna be out there showing, you know, support to everybody. You know, what I'm saying, shout out to everybody, and that's gonna be in it and whatnot. But we're about to jump into this track with Shooters by Hollywood Black. So, let's get you one live. Let's get it. Yo, 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 this is Geechee One. I'm your boy, Ferronino Brown, and that was Shoes by Hollywood Black. Next up, we got Carlos Cartel Brown talking hip-hop, networking, and politics. What's good, Carlos Cartel? You on the line?
What up? What's good?
Ain't nothing, big ball, big dog, man. Hey, man, what's good with you, man? You know, tell the people what's going on, man. Let the people know what's good. Speak to the people.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Carlos Cartel Brown, you know, me, OG. You know, just networking, putting that work in. You know, do promotions and managing artists. Work with labels like CMG, Badass, EMT, Dirty Dollar, 263, a couple of other artists under my belt. Just
quality control too, right?
Huh? You say quality control too, right? Oh, yeah. Quality control too. Also, yeah, them my boys.
Yeah, man. You've been in the game for a minute though, man. Like, you know, I don't know people. You know, I'm from Hartsville, South Carolina, man. So like, I pick up a dirty DVD, whatever, had T.I. and everybody on the cover of it and whatnot. And then it had y'all boys on the DVD. This one you had the dreads. Dreads and whatnot. They had you and Pacino Dino on there talking about what was going on and like, man, like. You know, so I was a follower of music and chart. I like music anyway, and especially our music in South Carolina, man. You just respect those who, you know, come through, you know what I'm saying, and trying to make a way, you know what I'm saying? So salute to you, brother. Like, you've been out here for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? So, and you're doing your thing, man. Respect.
Yeah, appreciate you. Yeah, and around that time right there, that was the time before, you know, a lot of the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, and, you know, we had to really go out there and get it in as far as getting our promotion in.
Right,
you know,
right.
The only promotion around that time was radio and TV, so, you know, the social media wasn't really, really popping like that besides MySpace, so we had to really go out there and get it in and meet these people or get a name for ourselves so these people can come holler at us.
Do you feel like the radio is dead now due to the social media, or do you think blog is like Blog Talk Radio, like what's going on now with like Geechee One and some other type blog radios is kind of taking the radio approach and reviving it, so to speak?
I think every approach is still good. You know, you can't count out one and say, oh, this one, you know, do this one and not do the other one. I think all approach is good, so you hit them from all angles, but you know, one thing about the radio, you know, the radio reaches places to where, you know, if you was out promoting in the streets, areas and little corners and cuts that you didn't even think exist.
Right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It reaches those places to where you don't even, street team don't even know where to go at, where that area's at, you know what I'm saying? So the radio still plays a major factor in, you know, just promoting. But like I said, internet, radio, street, all aspects. You still got to do all aspects.
Right. So, Carlos, like you were saying earlier, you a vet, and you are coming on our show often, and you speak knowledge, you know, and try to help these guys out, especially these young guys trying to get into this game and the promoting game and the rap game.
Yeah.
And the industry, period. So, you know,
okay.
We got you on the show, and we always ask for your knowledge. So just give some hints to, you know, some of these guys out here who's doing it, who are trying to get it, you know, on how to stay hungry, how to network, you know. Just give them a little bit.
Well, in anything you set your mind out to do, the main thing is to work hard and stay focused, and that's in anything you do. But as far as music-wise, you just got to put in that work. You got to put in that work with the music. Then you got to put in that work promoting the music. You got to put in that work branding yourself. You know, good advice,
get you
a good team.
What I'm saying is, all right, like a lot of these guys, like, just strictly stick to internet. But like you were saying earlier, you know, you got to get out there, you know, like a lot of these guys in Charleston are very talented, but they ain't never meet nobody because, you know, they got their little clique of 50 people and, you know, they ain't going no further. Like, how do you go out there and reach out there? Like, you know a lot of people. Like, you're well-connected. Like, how would you tell these guys to go out there? Like, how would they meet a good producer, a P. Diddy, or how would they shoot their shit to, you know, to Jay-Z or somebody connected with him, one of his A&Rs or something? Like,
you just got to you just got to be in the place to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you steady finding yourself places to where ain't no big names there, nobody really doing nothing here, whatever, then that's the type of level you're going to stay on. You know, when you start, going to other cities or seeing what's going on other flyers and in different areas and start, you know, attending major events or big events, even if it costs a pretty penny, you know what I'm saying? Connections cost. You know, or you got people like myself who basically just handle everything for you. You know, I sell promo packages that basically just set you up to, you know, to get you a good start.
Right.
But that, like I said, it goes back to where, you got to get you a good team. You got to have the right mind frame. You know, everything really falls on the artist, because far from a promo or a promoter or to a person, help them or whatever, it starts with the artist. The artist's mind frame got to be right. If his mind frame right, then he'll put certain people in place to handle things for him.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Carlos. So you kind of step away from you actually making your own music to actually, like, kind of show love to the other artists, to kind of show them the way of how to go about, you know, putting themselves out there.
Yeah, to be honest with you, man, I came up as a rapper, but I can tell you stories from where, I set up talent shows and all that back when I was in elementary performing, so I always was kind of, without really, really knowing, promoting myself, just like my man said, even with the DVDs or, a lot of people saw me in big magazines, like the Ozone, XXL, or this and that, so I kind of always was in that promotion, feel already. It just so happened that the promoting thing kind of took me more places and took me, had a lot more coming in, income coming in than the rapping thing. But honestly, being on this side of the camera, which is behind the camera, I realized where I was messing up as a rapper. And that was the work ethic I was putting in, and that's what a lot of these rappers, they work ethic is not up to par.
When I started,
doing my promotion thing, started with the local artists, then I started getting with some big names and start traveling with them and working with them. I'm giving them knowledge, but I'm still learning things from them. Like, let's just say a person like Lil Yachty. I'm talking about my man would do 2-3 interviews in one day, do 3 verses as well, then do a show, then be here. They're like, the work ethic is crazy. So if you want to get on that, level, you got to put in that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Respect. Yeah.
As an artist, truthfully speaking, I wasn't putting in that type of work. It was more partying and more celebrating. Like a nigga had a hit record or something, than actually putting in that work.
Huh. Satisfied. Right.
Okay. So, that's words of wisdom, I guess, the growth. You know what I'm saying? Once you go through something, you kind of realize, what you've done wrong, and you say, now I can pass this knowledge on to these youngins. And make them be better, So
hey, but I can tell you this. If I ever decide to come back in the game, which, I'm thinking it wouldn't be hard for me, because the shit is real easy when you really sit back and look at it for what it is. Some people just so caught up in it and looking at the oohs, the eyes, they're not seeing it for a whole as what it is. And to be honest with you, this industry ain't what it all you think it is on the outside looking in. A lot of this is more investing than money coming in for a lot of these artists. Mm-hmm. You know, I think these days a lot of artists are just looking at what other artists are doing and just deciding, okay, I want to do what they're doing and floss like whatever, but not knowing that this music shit costs. You know, somebody is paying for something. Somebody is paying the cameraman to film. Somebody is, you know what I'm saying, the shit that they've seen, somebody's paying for that. And I think a lot of them want to jump in the game not knowing that this is like a business. You need money to invest. You are your business. You need money to invest in your business.
And I don't mean to cut in between that because that's something that I was just on the Lovey Lounge show, and that's what I mentioned as well. And also that was also something that was said at the meeting that me and my partner went to, the president of Voorhees College, is like, you know, at the end of the day, we want your money. And not saying we want to take your money, but everything costs money. Y'all want promotion, it costs money. Y'all want to be on these shows, it costs money. Y'all want to go on tour, it costs money. Everything costs money. Nothing is for free. And then when you do stuff for free, people don't value the free. I mean, how do you feel about that?
It's like this. Okay, like a journey, you know what I'm saying? Even if you look at the games and all this from back in the days where you had to collect coins or do this and you had to pay for certain armor or certain things for your car to get further. If it's going to help you get to the next level, why not pay a person?
Right.
That makes sense?
But people don't believe in that, though.
Who are sitting back complaining and whining on social media about why it's not going their way? Because they're not understanding. You got to understand the understanding. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think what I'm trying to say is people, like you just saying, you know, like they're in these magazines and you have them on these shows and they're paying this money. Their thing is, why should they have to pay this money when they feel they should be the ones getting paid?
Why? Because let's just say somebody want to, I got a Yo Gotti show coming and I want to charge somebody. Why am I charging? And why should you pay? Because you want to get on my show. This is exposure for you. Gotti already going to do what's going to do. You want exposure. So you got to pay. And like I say, if you're a dope artist and you believe in yourself and you know, if it makes sense, if he ain't busting you across your head, if it makes sense, if you know it's 500, 1,000 people right there and you know you got some dope shit and you know you're going to gain some fans, why not pay the money? You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself to where you'll bet the house on yourself.
Preach, brother. Preach. Preach.
Oh, you don't want me to get into it on some real shit, but I feel. Them boy Parker's tight,
but they won't be famous. Them boy Parker's tight, but they won't make a dollar.
And, yeah, but on some real shit, on the flip side, everything ain't always about money. You know what I'm saying? If you can offer something else, like let's just say, for instance, a rapper got a little card, a little detail, a little thing he got going on, and you know, I got some cars, they're dirty, I probably need clean. He can whatever shit. I can offer his service. I can help him out with the promotion. He can clean my car. You know what I'm saying? You just got to make it make sense for the next person. A lot of people quick to say, fuck these promoters or fuck it, whatever, but you want what you want, but you don't want to give that person what they want or you deserve. They don't get nothing. It got to be hand in hand. It can't be from one way. So, you know, a lot of artists be inboxing me and telling me when they get their money right, they're going to fuck with me. And that shit to be having me on head like, damn. I make me feel like a lot of these niggas want to fuck with me, but they think it's going to cost some big money. You know, it's going to cost money, but it's still.
I mean to cut you off there, but big money that some of these artists is $2,000 or, like you just said, $500. Even though their name is I Got Money and they got a song called Look at All My Money, you know, that's still.
Hey, but listen, not saying you can't get on with $2,000. Hey, you might just be at the right place for that. Let's just say you pay $300 to get in this little special event or whatever, and you got a CD and you give it to the right person. Hey, and the nigga signs you. Shit, that ain't not been $300 you invested. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, you have your artists every now and then who slip through the cracks and you know who get their blessing or whatever, catch an opportunity, but overall, it really take like 40 to 60,000 to really break a artist to where okay people know about them.
Exactly. Yeah, but hold on. Let me jump in there and say thank you to all the callers or whatever. If you want to chime in, press 1. So if you want to ask Carlos Cartel anything or any of us anything, press 1 and we'll put you in. So,
yeah. I think y'all waiting on me. I'm going to play a song real quick since we are live and then we're going to get back into this interview. Again, anybody tuned in, you can ask a question by pressing 1. And I will put you right on. We can play this OJ Diego real quick. I don't Boom Shakalaka. We'll be right back. It's on radio.
Kick boom.
Oh, there you go, Dave. Go ahead.
We better go get you one. Carlos.
What up, what up?
All right, man, I got a couple questions, man. You know what I'm saying, for the people that don't know. What are the 5 essential tools to market, you know, an artist, or, you know, to market themselves in this game? Like, they, something that they're going to need, tools they're going to need down the line to keep it funky, fresh, you know what I'm saying, something that's going to keep them, you know, popping, as far as a marketing tool, so to speak. 5 essential marketing tools, so to speak.
Marketing tools down the line. I can give you a couple. Image. You know what I'm saying? Image is one. This is something I say when I'm consulting artists, is that, you know, I look at the rap game like the WWF, like I say, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wrestling in the form of wrestling, but what makes them different is, okay, this person might jump off the rope. This person might, you know, tombstone you and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes them different. You know what I'm saying? In different characters, certain people take a liking to. So you look at the rap game, you know, you got Rick Ross. He's the biggest boss. His image is the beard. You know what I'm saying? You got Nikki. She's mm-hmm. the Barbie. You know what I'm saying? When she on stage, she got the pink wigs and all that. That's her image. You know what I'm saying? So they building these characters and all that to where if another person come out doing that, the people saying, okay, you took it from that person. You know what I'm saying? That's when you branding yourself. So image. Just like when Jeezy came out with the snowman, how many niggas were talking about these snowmans and wearing the Trapper Die shirts and the snow, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
People grow onto your image. They take a liking to your image. They got to want to be you. You know what I'm saying? They got to want to be you. So image plays a big part. Huh?
So basically, it's like almost like you got to have a gimmick in a sense. So the image and the gimmick.
I ain't saying you got to, but it plays a big part. You know what I'm saying? That it's like, you know, who's another example? But, yeah, you got to – it plays a big part. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're known for. Look at Michael Jackson, what he's known for, the glove. If somebody else came out wearing a glove, then, you know he got that from Michael. Somebody came out doing the moonwalk, you got that from Michael. Just certain things you want to stand out about yourself so, you know, it'd be legendary. So image do play a big part. Yeah.
Okay. So – When you're working with these up and coming artists, what is your pet peeve? What you like really like? I cannot stand like when you're dealing with up and coming artists, like something that you
up and coming. I mean, I respect the person who's gonna question certain things, but you know when it leads to you arguing and you know, over my judgment, then it's like, what the fuck you even give me the money for? Or you know what I'm saying? Or got me, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that you may not understand, but down the road, you understand. You know what I'm saying? Just like when your parent, you know, see, what makes my company different is my shit got real network promotion. Like, I'm really hands-on with the artists. You know, I take the artists around. I play the role of a manager, but giving them promotions. Because even if you got an artist and he ain't popping and you a manager, you got to start off by giving a promotion because you got to get him popping to book shows. So I really hands-on with the artist and, you know, certain things you tell them and whatever they may not understand and, you know, they call, you know, all you well, but later on down the line, they feel you just like as a parent teaching the kids something and, you know, you ain't trying to hear that shit. But when you go off on your own, you see what time it is, now you feel them, you feel me? So it's more of the listening part, and that was the problem for me back when I was coming up. You know, I wasn't listening, just snapping, and fuck this, oh, fuck that, whatever. You got to listen. If a nigga been in the game for 15 years, a certain amount of years, the person knows something. He may not know it all, but he knows something. You feel me? So just best to take heed and listen and just – so that's the pet peeve, just, you know – too rah-rah, you feel me?
Coming in too arrogant without knowing anything. Okay, I got you. I feel you.
Yeah, too arrogant.
Okay. You got something you want to jump in, Miss BT1?
Hi, Mr. Carlos Cartel, Massage Room Network Promotion. What else are you venturing into?
Man, I'm trying to kick off this label, to be honest with you. I feel I got a lot, you know, enough connects, enough knowledge to, you know, start running my own label and string of artists, and just looking for that talent.
What type of talent? And what type of talent? Like rappers, singers?
I want it all. I want a rapper. I want a singer. I want a person who, you know, who just I want a band. You know what I'm saying? I want a rock band. I want a, you know, I just want a, the dream team record label. You know, I don't want to just focus on one genre because this is a $1 billion industry. You know what I'm saying? And just focusing on one little thing, you know that'd be man, come on, man. The money is really into the pop artists. You know, you go to YouTube and look and type in Justin Bieber, baby. We talking about 1 billion views. We say billion, 1 billion views. That's a lot of views. So imagine with that check looking like this off of YouTube.
Yeah, that's true too.
So you looking for maybe an urban person to
I want a DMX. You know, DMX, when he came in the game, he was just him, rough, rugged, like he was just him. You know what I'm saying? I want a Britney Spears. I want a Justin Bieber. I want a Usher. I want a you know what I'm saying? Just people in that sort of nature, far as artist wise. Like I want my label to look like the dream team.
Work. So what are you doing? Are you doing any auditions and showcases? Are you visiting places?
I like to hear about people. I don't like to search for people or you know, have people really inbox me and all that, whatever. I like to hear about them. I like to hear people, girls, you know, reciting certain lyrics, and I ask them, you know, who's that? And they, you know what I'm saying? Or when I'm in a certain city, I hear a certain sound in the club, and everybody's going crazy, and I know I never heard that artist before. And I lean over and ask, yo, who's that? You know what I'm saying? I like to hear about you instead of, you know.
All right. Are you still working with Dirty Dave?
Oh, Dave, my man. I ain't hear from Dave in a minute. I think Dave working on some music, so, you know. But we'll see, hopefully.
I don't know if you heard, but he was asking how much money do you think it takes to, I guess, to start your own label for those out there wondering.
Yeah. Right. It's just a roundabout. It ain't got to be like, it could be nothing. It's like, it could start from the mind to actually, you know, visualizing it, you know, it come together, but like, a guesstimate as far as how much actual label going to start.
You can't really put a number on that, because that is like asking how much it costs to start a business. You had, you know, shit like Facebook started out with $5,000 and it's worth like $500 billion. You know what I'm saying? But you had a business on like Donald Trump, who started off with a shitload of money. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about, I guess, what you got going on, how you know how to hustle what you got.
And basically
connect the right dots.
But it's
going to take some money, though, I'll tell you that. It's going to take some kind of money. Maybe not much, but it's going to take some kind of money.
Okay. Well, Carlo,
what up?
What's your views on this Hillary Donald Trump thing we got going on?
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I don't even be into that type of stuff, to be real with you, man, because you in it because you, these are the two people you putting in front of your face. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna have to choose one. I think Hillary's gonna win. I think Donald Trump is just a front man. So you know, just somebody put there so we can just hate this person so much we don't give a damn who win. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I ask because, you know, it's good to be involved, man. It's good to have an opinion. It's good to be involved because, I mean, someday, somehow, we're going to have to make a change, you know, with all this killing going on, all this violence going on.
Yeah.
But senseless, you know, on video killing going on. I mean,
man, you know, I heard a wise man say the other day, man, if you want
if you want a change to happen, go home and start loving your family. And I sat on that, and for a while, I even smoked the blunt to it, and it was real because you go home, start loving your family, start producing love, they're going to start producing love, and a lot of love can start being produced instead of this negative energy. You know what I'm saying? And once the love is producing, everybody talking and clicking up, then, you know, understanding, like I said earlier, you got to understand the understanding. You understand what I'm saying? The understanding will be amongst each other, and that's when you the unity comes in. When the unity comes, then that's when it becomes a force to be reckoned with. You feel me?
Word. Word, man. I don't know, man. I just, it seems like.
What's your views on it?
It just seems like the more we talk about these killings and the more we talk about it, it seems like the more it's happening. I mean, like, the more I see it on TV, it seemed like every day, every other day, it's a cop killing another black man. And, I mean, it wasn't like that earlier, you know, in the last couple of years, but it seems like the more we bring it up, the more it's happening. And, I mean,
hey, listen, and I'm only saying this because y'all asked me my opinion, but, like, you know, the person who's the guest of the house is not going to always get the same, you're not going to get the same treatment as the owner. You can't do what the owner do. You know what I'm saying? And you still, you get what I'm saying? It's just a psychological thing with them, but you got to understand that the whole root of it. You can't get mad at this and not get mad at that. You know what I'm saying? If all black lives matter, then yeah, then what happened? What's up with these kids who getting caught with these stray bullets and all that? Why ain't nobody marching for them? Now, we not even talking about what the cops doing. That is automatically fucked up. So, but and there ain't nothing to talk about that, but we just talking about us coming together. You know what I'm saying? If all black lives matter, you can't be one way. Remember I said earlier, you got to look at it from both ways. You can't be one way. You got to look at it from both point of views.
Uh-huh.
But can I chime in on that, man? But the thing
yeah,
is,
yeah,
we have to clean up. We got to clean up our, just like you, I guess, kind of piggyback what you're saying. We got to kind of clean up us first because, like, we out here killing each other
and that's
each
what
other
I wanted to say, but I didn't want to come out sick because, you know, people get sensitive.
Right.
Man. Back
right,
in the days,
right.
I was a person who didn't give a fuck, but, you know, being a CEO of my own business, I got to think, like I said, look at both sides, and some things is better not said. So, but since you asked me my opinion, but you're right, you got to clean up in house first.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
100% agree with that.
I'm gonna use Cam Newton for example. Now, I'm looking at this man. I know, what I'm saying, and I know I'm probably about to piss a lot of people off. And if you're paying attention, you know, as far as how Cam Newton responds to a lot of stuff, you have to respond in a neutral manner because of the simple fact that he's playing for a southern team. And on the simple fact that he's a black man, he wants to say this shit is fucked up. But prior to this, he was, like, against what Colin Kaepernick had going on. But when all the stuff started happening in the city, he wanted to be vocal but can't be vocal because he's up under this contract and, you know, these stipulations.
And you got to respect that, not to cut you off. You got to respect that, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, this man get all out there on the forefront, and them crackers kick his ass off the team. Who gonna send that man money to feed his family? You know what I'm saying? It ain't always good to jump out there. Or, you know, the people always expect you to do certain things, but when shit hit the fan, where them people gonna be at?
That's true, too. I mean, I guess when people...
You can't get mad at another nigga for what they ain't doing, you know? Nigga, what you doing? Not you in general, but you know what I'm saying? You can't never get mad at what another man ain't doing. Nigga, what you doing? You got to worry about what you doing.
Exactly. But the thing is, though, man, like, I guess the way people are thinking, like, okay, oh, you're a celebrity, you're a football star, like, this is your example, like, okay, you got a name in this community. They feel like, okay, I want Carlos Cartel to speak out more because he's been in the forefront with his music and promotion and stuff like that, and he's not really stepping up to the plate like we thought he would should or how he should or whatever case may be. How do you, quote that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
like I said, I used to be on that type of shit too, but like I said, you got to look at shit. Man, when you start to look at things from both ways, man, and instead not just being one way,
and you know, you get a better understanding of life and just how to, you know what I'm saying, balance things out. Everybody saying why he ain't, why then when we put you on the platform, I'm pretty sure it's something we can be saying why you ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's cut out the why this person ain't doing that and focus on what we doing. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? And if we focus on that and everybody on this shit doing what they're supposed to be doing, then like I said, it's all going to come together. But everybody too focused on who ain't doing this or who ain't, you know, what you doing. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what you want to do. Make the change happen that you want to happen.
Peace. Yeah, man, I agree. Isaac, man, I know you got some more fire, man, because I know this is you, Mr. Politics, man. So I know you got something. You know,
when it's all said and done, man, just be prepared for when shit hit the fan. It don't matter who's in president or who. When shit hit the fan, to where whatever, just be ready. You know what I'm saying? Be ready to hold it down on your own, to be real to it. Just, you feel me? All that, who's going to be whatever, them folks going to do it. They're going to do it. They got to, this shit got to happen to keep certain attention going on. But all that, man, come on, man.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely keeping the attention away from the real focus, which is, I think all the senators, like all the people in office is up for, you know, vote. Like all these people that down been there 30, 50, 100, and 1,000 years, all of them seats is up for vote. And, you know, we all need to get out here and, I mean, that's how you make change. Just like in the city of North Charleston, we had 3 black guys, I think, running for the mayor of North Charleston. And, you know, that's how you make change, you know. We got to start putting our peoples in the offices that they need to be in. And, I mean, it can start in the smallest office in the smallest city. We got to start. I mean, and that's why, you know, I like the opinion because I ask everybody who can vote to go out there and vote, and not to say vote for a black person, but you got to support your own. I mean, that's how it starts. I mean, if they in the right position and they in the right seat, you need to go out there and put your name out there.
I say, man, at the end of the day, and not to be religious, you just got to believe in God. Because all that, whatever, that's still human shit going on. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? At the end of the day, let's realize that there is shit going on that's beyond man control. That's like the sun coming up every morning or the moon, whatever. So. All that stuff gonna go on because, you know, humans gotta keep some shit going on for attention and whoop de whoop and laws. You got to have laws of the land.
Right. Two o'clock last night, I was having that talk. And that's deeper than the show because that'll get everybody upset. Right. But I'm 100%.
But like I said, like my man Tony say, you want to change the world, go home and love your family. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about loving people and love and taking care and handling your business. And this is life, what we got, man. People going to talk, people going to try to dictate and control shit, whatever. But at the end of the day, we got life. Let's enjoy it. We know we're not going to be here forever. And that's because that's another thing. We live like we know when we're going to die. You see what I'm saying? So all that prayer, whatever, man. Listen, live life. Love your kids. Love your wife. Be happy. And that's what it's all about on some real shit.
Did y'all
vote for Hillary?
So that shit, I ain't vote for neither one of them motherfuckers, to be honest with you.
I mean, personally, I'm a vote for Hillary. Now, that's not because I want to. That's because I got to. I mean, because...
See, would I go back to what I just said?
Exactly.
You only
it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. They put that guy in office.
You going to want to hate. Yeah.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you got to look at it. Like you said, this America's in, I mean, we in some effed up times right now, because you got two people in office that the world doesn't respect. You got a guy who's a racist that everybody on in every other country say that they're not going to sit down at the table with him. And then you got a woman, no disrespect to women, but everybody from other countries say that they're not going to sit down at the table with a woman.
Them other countries, no disrespect to women, them other countries is going to pump the U.S. if that woman get in office. Them motherfuckers gonna try all type of sneaky shit, sending them bombs over here, kind of trying to blow up shit, man. Come on, man. You know what men do. Men play games on women, man. Not saying it's a good thing, but y'all know what's up, man. What you think them boys gonna do, man? They gonna try to slide up in this pussy. They gonna try to slide up in that pussy and take over the country, man. I told you, this shit is bigger than Nino Brown, man. This shit is bigger than Nino Brown, man. Oh, this shit is just like, man, listen, man, you can damn near bot, man. Who's the man that died? Oh, fucking the dude who always wished to wear the black turtleneck. Man, he had more money than the government. What's the Steve Jobs? The man had more money than the government, not the president. The man, Apple, got more money than the government. So when you got more money than the government, that means you can buy them. Nigga, fuck all that, who's president, whatever, I'ma buy the country. I tell you all that right there gonna go on, because they're just gonna go on. You know, if you got to see people politics, you know, spark some people's brain, and who do, like you said, you only picking one because you ain't liking the other one. But this shit is bigger than Nina Brown, man. Come on, it's all about money, man. I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. don't even own the U.S.
I don't think we own the U.S. no more.
I don't think neither, to be real with you.
I don't think we own the U.S. no more.
Man. Carlos Cartel, man, it's been great, man. We about to wrap this shit up, man. We about to send it on out with Boss Game. I Know What to Do. Shout out to everybody and everybody, man, that do your thing, man. It's Get You Money. Already, man.
Hey, yo, appreciate you, brother.
All right.
I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce and I turn me a foe. Fuck you, little dub, bitch, I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce and I turn me a foe. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. Walk in the kitchen, then turn on the stove. Look for the pot, then I grab me a bowl. I love my A-beater, but this spark is gold. Check out my ice tray, cause I got some goals. To make it up out of this hood for show. Pay me a bit, they might buy me a rose. Don't change the forecast, don't stop traveling roads. I keep it 6,000, I'm playing my role. Fuck your little dub, bitch, I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce, and I turn me a foe. Fuck your little dub, bitch, I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce, and I turn me a I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. These niggas is slow, they ain't getting no money. I know that they poor and they living all bummy. They flexing in front and these niggas be stunting. They claim that they got it, but no, it ain't nothing. I look into that cause these hoes thinking something. But when she found out that they fake, when she love them, I pray to the Lord that keep faith in my oven. Look out for fam like my sister, my brother. Fuck your little dub, bitch, I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce and I turn me a foe. Fuck your little dub, bitch, I'm cooking my dough. I used to get tagged, but I bet not no more. I even know Jays who can whoop up a O. Drop me a deuce and I turn me a foe. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I know what to do, cause I know what to do. I slide in the ice while they coming together. My mind on my money, the bread and the cheddar. I gotta get paid and no matter the weather. You know it's all gathering, no brakes on these pedals. I know what to do, I won't fuck with
Scoochie.
Friday, October the 23rd, it's Gucci Mane and Friends live in concert at the one and only Bond Secure Wellness Arena, Greenville, South Carolina. Purchase your tickets now online at ticketmaster.com.
got money that I save, and I'm back on road. Get my jewelry out
the 23rd.
I'm back on
road. Man live, I feel- Secure Wellness Arena, Greenville, South Carolina. This will sell out.
I gotta get this shit right. Yeah. And I put this shit on. Trying to be in low. Straight up. True story.
My nigga, we do not do phantoms. Our bitches are not from Atlanta. Brought a sack to the hood like a phantom. Turn your watch to a bitch with no manners. We pipe up in Atlanta. We got sauce in Atlanta. Keep dumping the hamper, go harder than draw like we Tony Montana. My nigga, we do not do phantoms. Our bitches are not from Atlanta. Brought a sack to the hood like a phantom. Turn your watch to a bitch with no manners. We pipe up in Atlanta. We got sauce in Atlanta. Keep dumping the hamper, go harder than draw like we Tony Montana. All the niggas that talk about my city. Got a whole lot of bosses, I get it. All of our bitches are did it. We gorilla units, no 50. We geeking like Bobby and Whitney. Get a 10 piece extra crispy. Nigga, don't try to come diss me. My Drake a hold by 50. Turn up, pops in the pan. Whole lot of niggas with cups in the hand. Better talk money when you talk to the man. Hot sex bottle on top of the sand. Nothing is sold that you cop with a band. Made a whole lot of money, I'll bust on his hand. We niggas be sleeping on me, hating on me. Like, fuck what you saying. My nigga, we do not do funnels. Our bitches are not from Milano. Brought a sack to the hood like a phantom. Turn your watch to a bitch with no manners. We pipe up in Atlanta. We got sauce in Atlanta. Keep dumping the hamper, go harder than draw like we Tony Montana. My nigga, we do not do phantoms. Our bitches are not from Atlanta. Brought a sack to the hood like a phantom. Turn your watch to a bitch with no manners. We pipe up in Atlanta. We got sauce in Atlanta. Keep dumping the hamper, go harder than draw like we Tony Montana. We Donald Trump money, so it ain't about it. These bitches gon' blow like a slug out of shot. They ask me about it, I'm telling nobody. Y'all featherweight niggas like Scotty too hot.
I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap niggas. I might be in the dorms with the college bitches. I might be smoking splitters for the hell of it. Now who she think she foolin', say she celebrate. She blowing on my phone, I check my phone number.
Bad bitch, I'm lying, one and it's a foreign woman.
Whoa, run around, she go, I pass it to my bros. Man, a bitch so hot, we need a fire hose. I walk it like I talk a nigga, call a marshal. Long as they just talking, they don't even matter. Doogie, he on deck and nigga, I'm the battle. Man, they still hating, I don't really flatter. Bad bitch and now she eat a salad. Told her keep her finger down so I can really trash it. I'm checking like it when I told Nancy. She call me daddy while I beat the pussy from the back end. She don't even wear a Jordan.
She don't like
Michael Kors. She wanted that Gucci shit. So I bought her some Gucci shit. And we be in the mix with the hammers. We be going ham from 61 to Savannah. Somebody call Vegas, need to get this shit on camera. All these damn people walking around acting like a nigga on something. Nigga never gave me nothing. Shout out to Pops, he show me how to rubber band them nuts. I get them guas, I stack them guas, man, I'm a bread. I got the face all on my shirt, all on my bedspread. I told my bitch, man, I'm too tall for your car. My bitch, she told me she too small for my car. I asked her if she hoppin' in the what. And we can take a ride to the outer space in the spaceship. And shit, I know you hear that bass, bitch. Jumpin' out the speakers, have her jumpin' out of drawers in a minute. And I know you want that cake, bitch. But you ain't getting nothing, not a dime, not a dollar, not a penny. I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap niggas. I might be in the dorms with the college bitches. I might be smoking splitters for the hell of it. And who she think she foolin', say she celebrate. Bad bitch, and now she eat a salad. Told her keep her finger down so I can really trash it. All these damn people walk around acting like a nigga on something. I might be shooting CeeLo with the trap, nigga. I might be in the dorms with the.
I'm sitting home alone, depressed and all. Thinking about my ex girlfriend and how she was so deep in love with me. And how I broke in her heart cause I wasn't serious, you see. There I was sitting thinking about those days, how I broken the heart in so many ways. The thought never occurred, cause my vision was blurred. The karma's doing to me what I did to her. Now I need love, love, love. Now I want love, love, love. I can't find love, love, love. Real love.
L-O-V-E.
Now I want love, love, love. Now I need love, love, love. I can't find love, love, love. Real love.
L-O-V-E.
I need a ride.